शांति
on the day of the Satguru, on the day of the Avyakt day, carrying all of your love-filled remembrances with myself as I reach the subtle region, the decoration of the subtle region was very, very beautiful. But what did I see from a distance? I noticed Baba and sparkling stars all around Baba. And as Baba was coming closer, rays of light emanating from Baba all around. And the stars around Baba were also looking very lovely. As Baba came closer, Baba was giving drishti. I then said, Baba, where did you go? Baba then replied, child, do you know that on this day, Baba went to meet all of his children around the globe. Baba, of course, never goes anywhere alone. So today, Baba took with himself the ancestor souls, the right hands, the founding souls, the embodiment of the foundation of the Yajna. So Baba took all of them with him on the tour. And Baba was seeing what task within world transformation still remains and how we are to complete that. So Baba went with his original jewels on a tour. Baba smiled and then said, the creation of the children, the service of the children, the love of the children is so immense that it pleases the Father. I then said, Baba, each child is remembering you so much today. Each one has sent remembrances for you. There was a lot of beautiful decoration in front of Baba. On one side, designs of flower arrangements, very beautiful letters on one side, and the letters were so beautiful as though they were invitation cards. And in a third corner, there were papers in the form of plans. Baba was looking at all of this. Baba then picked up the flowers and started to decorate the children with those flowers. I then said, Baba, the children are remembering you today and they are offering the flowers to you. And when I said this, Baba himself got beautifully decorated with the flowers. Baba said, Baba is bound in the children's love and this thread of love is so unbreakable. Just as the father is, he wants to see the children in the same form. Baba then decorated each child with the flowers, and each one was looking like they were a reflection of Baba, just as they show Krishna with each of the gopis and gopis. It was as though today Baba was visible with each child. Baba then explained, this love is so unbreakable, no matter where the child is, no matter where they go, whichever corner of the world they're sitting in, because of this unbreakable love, Baba is always with them. Baba is their backbone. Baba is the children's companion. So it was a very beautiful scene. What did Baba do then? Baba was not only decorating the children but showering them with a lot of love. Baba then said, some of the children are sending their sweet complaints. Why did we come so late? Why did we not see Sakar Baba? Baba then emerged, a very large swing, and Baba was seated on the swing and he was taking each child turn by turn and swinging with them. Baba then applied a tilak on each child's forehead. Baba then said, the father will ensure that the children's complaints don't remain. Sometimes the children may forget the father's company, but the father brings the child back into that stage. Baba makes them swing in the swing of joy, of blessings. Why is Baba applying a tilak on each one's forehead? So when you looked at the tilak, on it was written, may you become equal to the father, an angel like the father. The father has invited the children to the subtle region himself. The children are of course remembering Baba, but on this day, the father himself invites the children to the subtle region and he is welcoming them. And in this welcome, the father also wants to see the children become equal to the father, become angels. So each one was then visible in their angelic form. Baba continued saying that this is the demand of the time. Time is asking you children to become angels. Just as in Sakar form, Baba used to take out his white handkerchief and wave to the children, I then saw a handkerchief emerge in Baba's hand, and as Baba was waving that, on that handkerchief, it took the form of Shiv Baba's flag. Baba always wants from the children that they create such a stage for themselves that through their face, through their behavior, they should glorify the Father. Spread such waves of glorification throughout the world so that only one sound is heard, that this is that one, this is that one. This is that one, my Father. From time to time, the father reads the children's thoughts, sees their love and gives the return for all of that. But today, the father also has a sweet complaint for the children. So I asked Baba, what is that, Baba? So Baba said, yes, Baba has a sweet complaint. Time is moving very fast ahead. But sometimes the children are not able to match that speed with their efforts because some of the children spend a lot of time in other things, other matters. They have the aim of becoming perfect, but sometimes the intellect gets lost in why, what, how. They get lost in scenes of the drama. They keep thinking about other souls. But Baba wants the children to become ready before time, but that is not visible right now. So when will you change the sweet complaint of the father? I just remain silent. So Baba then continued saying, now tell the children, do everything in essence. Continue to apply a full stop to every task. Don't engage in waste thoughts. Look at drama and each other's part as a detached observer. Become a companion, become cooperative in every task, and then you will be able to reveal or glorify the Father to the world. I then told Baba that everyone has sent Pog with a lot of love. I placed the bhog in front of Baba. Baba then emerged all the souls of the advanced party, the original jewels of the yagya, and fed them the bhog from Madhuban, and then they fed Baba. Just as Sakar Baba used to feed the children, Baba fed each one. Again, Baba said, today Baba has given the children an invitation to come to the subtle region, and so he will gift each child something. And as Baba said this, a very beautiful crystal got emerged, and the sparkle of this crystal, on it was written, time, breath, thoughts, make all of this worthwhile, use it in a worthwhile way and become the embodiment of success. So there's no, you cannot trust time, you cannot trust your own breath even. So do not get lost in waste, but use your time, breath and thoughts in a worthwhile way and become the embodiment of success. After a few seconds, what did I see? There were many, many souls that got emerged, and they were divided in three portions. In one portion, there were scenes of nature. Second was the cooperative and loving souls. And thirdly were the scientists. Baba then said, such a time has come that scientists, the five elements and the cooperative souls want to see some transformation. They want to see transformation in the world. They are carrying out their task individually. However, sometimes in their task, they get confused at times. So you are the foundation for that transformation. When the children become clear, they are free from all kinds of confusion, then these souls also of the world will be able to complete their task. So you are the children who are the foundation. So bring clarity within yourself. Don't get lost in any kind of confusion. Remain and maintain a clear connection with the Father, and then every task will be clear, you will be successful. Scientists and the five elements are instruments for world transformation. They too are waiting. They too want to complete their task for the new world. Baba then again gave all of them drishti. It was as though the elements and the scientists and the cooperative souls were also receiving Baba's sakash. I then told Baba that Gujarat has specially come for service this time. So Gujarat is anyway the neighbor of Abu. They are the ones with full rights. So Baba has great pride for these children. Baba then sent remembrances for everyone, and I returned. Om Shanti.